In the years after Iridium's bankruptcy, the telecommunications industry watched several other satellite ventures follow similar paths. Globalstar, a competing low Earth orbit system, filed for bankruptcy in 2002. ICO Global Communications, another satellite network, collapsed in 1999. Teledesic, a Bill Gates-backed satellite internet project, was abandoned before launch. The pattern was consistent. Multi-billion dollar investments, years-long development cycles, and business models designed for a world that had moved on by the time the technology deployed. The lesson was clear, but painful. Long development cycles in fast-moving markets create risk that cannot be hedged. Technological success does not guarantee commercial success. And the larger the investment, the harder it becomes to admit when the original assumptions no longer hold. Iridium satellites are still up there, the second-generation constellation now fully operational. The network serves users who need connectivity where nothing else reaches. Researchers in Antarctica, vessels crossing the Pacific, military units in the field. The technology found its market, but it took a collapse, a fire sale, and a complete reset of expectations to get there. The original Iridium spent $5 billion to learn what the survivors already knew. It does not matter how well you build something if the world has moved on before you finish. Audaif's title options. 1. Iridium, how a $5 billion satellite network collapsed in 9 months. 2. The rise and fall of Iridium, the most expensive telecom failure in history. 3. What happened to Iridium, the satellite company that spent billions and failed. 4. Iridium's $5 billion mistake, three decisions that destroyed a satellite empire. 5. The Iridium disaster, Y-66. Working satellites couldn't save a $5 billion company. Description. In 1998, Iridium LLC launched a constellation of 66 satellites orbiting Earth, the culmination of 11 years of work and over $5 billion in investment. Less than 9 months later, the company filed for bankruptcy. This is the story of three decisions made by Motorola and immanent Iridium's leadership that locked the venture into a path it could not escape. The first decision committed Motorola to building the network. The second locked the design in 1990, creating an 11-year gap before launch. The third decision came when early warnings appeared. Continue or stop. The choice to continue launched a technological marvel into a market that had vanished. This documentary examines how Iridium satellites worked perfectly while the business collapsed, why the company burned through billions serving fewer than 20,000 customers, and how the network eventually found survival in a market its founders never intended. Subscribe for more deep dives into business history's most fascinating failures and unlikely revivals. Hashtags Iridium, Chirp Business, History, Bankruptcy, Motorola Satellites, Telecom Industry, Business Failure, Corporate Strategy, Technology, Dakuchuk 1990s Investment Disaster, Chirp Satellite Phone, Chirp Business Documentary, Case Study, Entrepreneurship. Tags Iridium Bankruptcy, Iridium Satellite Phone, Motorola Iridium, Satellite Constellation, Telecom Failure, Business Collapse, Corporate Bankruptcy, 1999, Iridium LLC, Satellite Network, Technology Failure, Business Case Study, Startup Failure, Venture Capital Disaster, Iridium Next, Dan Colasi, Telecommunications History, 1990s Technology, Business Documentary, Corporate Strategy, Worst Investments, Thumbnail Brief. Visual, split image showing an Iridium satellite in orbit on the left side, clean, futuristic, technological, and a bankruptcy court filing document stamped Chapter 11 on the right side. Alternatively, an Iridium satellite phone, the chunky 9500 model, positioned against a backdrop of satellites orbiting Earth, with a red downward arrow graphic overlay. Text overlay. 5 billion satellites bankruptcy, in bold white or yellow text, with black stroke shadow for maximum contrast, positioned in the upper third of the thumbnail to catch the eye while scrolling.